Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis on this Wednesday, November 6th. Burns, an exciting football win for the Pokes Saturday at Lubbock.
Really was, Kelly. I must say, Mike Gundy and his staff did a great job, and the team finally put both the ground game and the run and the passing game together, and the results were really impressive. So I congratulate the Cowboys, and very excited about this week's game against Kansas.
So, Burns, I hear you are T-Town bound today.
I am indeed. I'm going to speak to one of my favorite groups, which is the Downtown Tulsa Rotary Club. It's just a wonderful group of people who do a magnificent job of supporting various causes in the city of Tulsa. And Tulsa is a key area for us, obviously. I think we have 500 students, actually, in this year's freshman class from Tulsa County. We have 30,000 or so alums in the Tulsa area. And two of our five campuses are in Tulsa, the OSU Tulsa campus and the Health Sciences Center. So it's a very important place for Oklahoma State University, and I'm very proud and honored to be able to provide the Rotary Club with some updates on OSU.
Let's turn to health and wellness at OSU. Burns, the university has created a new leadership role to promote the future well-being of the campus.
We have. Our line, of course, our mission is to strive to be America's healthiest campus and promoting health and wellness with our students and our employees. And we have a number of wellness initiatives, whether we're talking about fitness or we're talking about nutrition or mental health or emotional health or financial health. All these things affect our mind, body, and spirit, and we want to be the best at all of that. And so my wife, Ann, the first cowgirl, is taking a lead in promoting a number of healthy initiatives here on campus. As you know, she's a yoga instructor, although I'm not a very good student. But we have, yes, brought Susie Harrington, Captain Susan Harrington, a former Air Force officer, to come to OSU as our chief wellness officer, whose mission and job is to coordinate all of these activities so that they are aligned and we do the best job possible in all of these areas. So we really welcome Susie to Oklahoma State.
And finally, Burns, a distinguished graduate, is returning to a campus this week.
That's right. Another high-ranking female graduate of OSU is retired Brigadier General Teresa Casey. She was the highest-ranking veterinarian in any of the armed forces of the United States. She is coming to speak to the OSU College of Veterinary Medicine. It'll be tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. at the West Watkins Center. Her career is filled with many firsts as a veterinarian, first biomedical sciences corps officer, and the first veterinarian to ever serve as a general officer. So we're very happy to have General Casey back on campus.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.